What is up, guys, and welcome to another podcast, to Mature Enough Podcast. I am Juan, and then I am accompanied by Brian and Jules. What's up, guys? How you guys
doing? What's up, bro?
Hey, what up, guys? What up?
What's up, guys? So, welcome once again, and thank you guys for going ahead and listening to us. So, I hope you guys liked that last podcast we did. Yeah, it was a bunch of BS, like the title said. But, I mean, it was the first one, so we tried it out. But it went pretty good. I guess we got some feedback, right? I guess we got something out of it. I don't know. I mean, people seem to go ahead and listen to it. But it is what it is for now. But in today's episode, we are going to be talking about basic, I don't know, like gym. What would we call it? Gym, I don't know, like struggles, why people lack, why people stop going, what they're...
Why we get lazy when it comes to going to the gym.
Yeah, I mean...
And what to do to actually make it to the gym, fuck.
Yeah, some people just, you know, want to do it and actually do it. And obviously when you go to the gym, you see the people that actually go to the gym, you see them constantly. So if you go to the gym, you recognize people that go every day. You see, you know, Funano de tal, whatever, you know, you see this guy, the bald guy, you see the fat guy that squats like 5 plates, whatever.
Hey, the power lifter, dog.
The power lifter is, you see the
oh, don't call him the fat guy. The power lifter.
The aesthetic guys.
The Bryans.
The guys that just go for the jacuzzi, whatever. Okay, you see all those people, but...
The people that go for the pictures, you know who they are.
Oh, yeah, the pictures for the flex, for the pump, you know, get the good lighting.
I mean, what it is. The tweeters.
All of them. Just post a picture saying that you're at the gym, but, you know, just there for, like, you know, check in. And that's
just a bullshit.
Yeah, but, but, yeah, what do you guys think are... So we can start off by saying, you know, talking about what people's... So people want to go to the gym to... Obviously, get a workout in to change their lifestyle, to
feel healthier.
So everybody has a different goal in mind. But what do you guys think is somebody's biggest struggles in you know, when they go to the gym or when they stop showing up after like a month or two or whatever? What do you guys think,
bro? Honestly, I think the gym is easy. You know, you go in there, you pay your dues, you do what you got to do. Look at a couple of YouTube videos and you fucking, that's it, you know? You sweat your ass off, you're burning 300, 400, 600 calories. For me, what's hard is fucking staying dedicated to a good diet, bro. That shit's fucking hard.
But how long
hard,
does that last,
bro?
Though?
How long does what
like,
last?
Like, you go in there, you work out, like, how long does that last, you know? Like,
obviously, like the motivation and the drive to keep on going to the
how
gym?
How long do you think an average person will last and do that?
Probably a few weeks. Maybe months.
It all depends what a person wants to do. If a person puts himself I think if somebody has a goal to actually, and these goals come from different situations, and it could be you want to impress a girl, you want to look a little bit better for the Christmas picture. It all depends what's driving you to ultimately go to the gym, because like you could just go to the gym just because, you know? Like for me, I gained a shit ton of weight, you know? I was going through a phase where I wasn't motivated anymore. Like, I got tired of going to the gym. I was like, why the fuck am I going to the gym?
So let's start off with how you, like, say, transformed. Because I was a fat boy
that got fine that turned into a fat boy.
Okay, so how long did
fatter
it
take? Boy.
How long did it take you to go from, like, the fat boy you were to a good... Because, yeah, I've seen you... I mean, I've seen the transformation that you did. I didn't see the fat boy
before.
Start to finish. But you came a long way, and then how long did it take you to do that? And, like, what happened there that made you stop and gain the weight again?
Well, it's... Like you said, bro, it's consistency. So I would go to the gym. I would watch what I was eating. And then if you do that for example, if you do it for 3 weeks, you'll see your body change in 3 weeks, you know? Right. You're drinking the water, you're eating the veggies, you're putting in the work at the gym. So in those 3 weeks, you see that little transformation. Even 3 weeks, it's like, what the fuck? Like, how are you going to lose weight in 3 weeks? But you know, it's not only, like, how you look, it's how you feel, bro.
Right, you're eating
good energy, wholesome food. You fucking, you want to keep on going. And you think, it's like, it's all about mindset, too. Like, 3 weeks, like, say right now, I've ate shit and this and that. Like, I feel fucking, like, this week I did eat shit, bro. I ate that fucking Popeye's chicken sandwich.
And you feel it, and you do feel
yeah,
it.
Yeah, bro, you feel fucking it. Lazy, you feel tired, unmotivated. I feel like a fat fuck. I'm just like, oh, fuck, I'm fucking gross. I've been eating all this fucking trash. Like, I want to stay indoors, bro. Like, I want nobody to see me.
Yeah, and then
but if I'm eating good and I'm fucking working out and I'm drinking my water, I feel like I'm glowing, bro. I feel like even though I'm fat, I just want to see, like, hey, this motherfucker looks good. You know, like, what are you doing? It's like, I'm eating good, bro. Like,
that's how he's eating good.
Yeah,
bro.
Man.
No, I mean, no. The saying is, you know, what you feel how you eat, and it's true, right? I mean, if you're eating like shit and you're eating like trash, like, you're going to feel it after a while.
Because
you're going to start feeling sluggish. You're going to start feeling lazy. You're
going
to start feeling like, you know, you're not motivated enough. And you're like, ah, well, now I'm getting fat. Why even go, right? So the motive's out.
Yeah.
You know, you stop impressing that girl because she left you on red. And now she's like over here, like, not showing up to the gym because you're being a creep, you know? So how much, Brian, for you, right? So how much did you lose at the beginning from, like, I don't know how old you were from, like...
Fuck, bro. I was like...
Because Julian knows you more than...
Hey,
hey. Longer
well,
than...
Hey, Julian was a fat boy too, bro.
Yeah,
We're all fat boys.
But how long, how much did you...
I remember you in high school, bro. I had a picture of this guy back in senior year in a class, and I remember that he was, like, big. And I showed it to him when he went through his, like, first initial transformation, where, like, he was, like, really fat, and then he got in shape. I mean, you know, like, it's just...
And how much did you lose?
Yeah, it all comes down to, like... I heard The Rock say this on Instagram the other day, like, you get tired of being second place all the time, you know? Like, oh, he's really funny and he's a cool guy, but he's a little chubby, you know? Like, fucking girls would say that shit to me, bro, and that shit would break me.
And there's
going to
be critics.
Be like,
there's
wow.
going to be
and
critics
it,
all the time.
Yeah, yeah, and it was only high school, you know? So, high school me would be like, fuck, I can't believe, like, she's really into me and this and that. But just because of my weight, like, you're
right,
not giving me a chance, you know?
No, I mean,
so that pushed me, bro. In high school, my high school mentality, that pushed me, like, fuck it. Like, she said, no, I'm going to get better. And then when she tells me, like, hey, I'm finally ready to, like to give you another shot, I'm be like, no, bitch, like, you missed your shot. So I think that's what was pushing me throughout high school. And then I got a job, and I got stressed, and I got bills, and I fell back into the hole eating unhealthy and doing this and that.
So to answer my question, how much did you lose?
Oh, fuck, bro.
The first time. Because I said it like 10 times. Like 2 mils.
Hey, bro, it's because I'm like really...
Oh, the
first time
that you lost weight. The first time that I actually met you and you were,
like,
losing weight.
It's because it's hard, bro, because I was losing body fat and weight at the same time.
Which is, which was
20, no?
I was like 240, bro. I was like 240 in high school.
Came down to
the
like
most
what?
That I weighed, like the skinniest I was 160.
Which is a lot, almost what, like 80 pounds?
80 pounds.
160.
80
bro.
Plus.
Yeah, that's a big
deal. Which is good. And then you
like
say
a,
you just gained it back again,
image.
Just through again, like, I guess.
Yeah, through life, bro.
Issues,
life,
it happens. But people who actually go through the transformation once know what it takes to get back in there.
Yeah.
But sometimes I guess we need like another, you know.
A different goal.
Another set of goals.
Exactly.
Another motives, another motivation. Like, you know, you go through life, you meet people, and then, like, you know, probably you see stuff like you said, The Rock and stuff like that, which, you know, it's true, right? There's going to be always somebody in front of you.
Yeah, man.
No matter what. Somebody's going to be funnier. Somebody's going to be prettier. Somebody's going to be stronger. But that shouldn't be the focus.
Exactly.
On somebody, you get me? Like, you shouldn't focus on somebody else's, like, you know, freaking goals or whatever.
You gotta learn how to focus on your own goals, because at the end of the day, like, you can't compare yourself to others. And as cheesy as it sounds, it's actually true, because when we start comparing ourselves, we start looking at all the bad things instead of looking at the good things of ourselves. You know, like, you don't compare the good, you're comparing the bad. And then you gotta think of it this way, like, everybody has, like Juan said, you know, everybody has different goals, different motives.
But
everybody has a
different mindset.
Yeah,
though,
and a different mindset as well. And not only that, like, if why would you compare yourself to somebody else if you guys aren't trying to reach for the same thing? You know, maybe you guys are both trying to get, you know, like, a 6-pack abs, 10% body fat, but you guys both have different reasoning. You guys both have different lifestyles, you know, like, maybe this guy doesn't have a job, he spends all his time at the gym, and maybe this other guy, he works all day, he's always stressed, you know, so different lifestyles do have a big impact, but, like, that's what I'm saying, you can't always compare yourself to somebody else, because at the end of the day, we all have values. We all value things differently, and we all have a different lifestyle, you know? So it's not good to compare yourself, but it is good to compare yourself to yourself.
Right, right. You know? And that's true. That's all true. And then, obviously, another aspect of it is nutrition, right?
That's so, more. I think that's more important than actually going to the gym.
Yeah. Bro. So nutrition is one of the big.
It's that saying, bro. Abs are made in the kitchen. You know?
And it's true.
I mean, yeah.
And the saying, a lot of people have heard this saying, or maybe you haven't, but a lot of people say that it's 70% nutrition, 30% workout. Which, you know, you want to see it in a way that's kind of, you know, true. But in my view, I feel like it has to be 100-100. You get me?
That's 200%.
It's 200%, right?
Holy fuck.
It's more than 100, so you always want to put 100 plus. But you do want to give 100 on both sides, just because. For example, in my opinion, I train people. I give them, you know, information on what they can do and what they can better themselves with nutrition and exercise wise. But once they walk out the door, it's not my responsibility to look over them. You get me? So people need to take in consideration that they have the information, use it.
Yeah, you know? Bro, I mean, it's hard, bro. Coming from, like, you yourself, bro, you're super motivated, you're super disciplined. That's why people come to you, bro, because they need that. They need you to look over them, you know? They can't do it themselves. If they would do it themselves, then they wouldn't reach out to you, bro.
Yeah, no, and then that's one reason I do it, because I, like, you know, when people ask me, how do I stay motivated? Because to be honest, I can go to the gym the whole year, and I have been for the past, like, honestly, like 7 to 9 years, dude. Like, I haven't missed, you know, a week, whatever. Maybe
this has always been, like, pretty,
yeah,
like,
yeah,
maybe like, you know, vacation. But even then, when I go, like, let me tell you a story. I went to New York. It was 2 a.m. And what I did, because I didn't go to a gym or anything like that, I went for a run. I did go for a run at 2 a.m., which wasn't bad. It's New York. It's Brooklyn. People say it's bad, but I went for a run, but it was actually nice, you know? And I did that in Texas as well. But I did go to a gym, but I ran to my uncle's house, which was probably like 15, 20 minutes away.
Yeah.
And then I also did that in Denver, actually.
Hey.
The hostel I stayed at had a pool, so I swam.
Yeah.
So I do find ways to stay active. A lot of people's excuses are, oh, I don't have this, I don't have that. Dude, like, use your own body weight. You don't have weights at home, use your own body weight. Be creative. Go run outside. There's a park. There's pull-up bars. Do something.
Yeah.
You get me? Don't just, you know, sit in your ass.
It's an excuse to be lazy as fuck.
Because he got, that's the mindset Juan has, you know?
And I do remember that a long time ago, like 2 years ago, I remember, like, when Juan was like, nah, bro, that 70-30 bullshit, like 70% workout, 30% like nutrition, is like, nah, bro, it's 100% both. And I completely agree.
He told you that shit, like,
2 years ago, like, and I'm like, yeah, like, shoot, you know, like, you gotta go, you gotta put the workout on both sides, because, you know, you can eat good all you want, your nutrition can be on point, you can still look pretty good, but, like, you're right, if you wanna, you really wanna get, like, the muscles showing, you wanna get the physique, you wanna get stronger, you gotta,
you wanna get the veins,
your workouts gotta be pretty on point, too, you know?
So, workout, nutrition, everything's like that,
Also, your sleep. I think sleep is...
Sleep is very important.
I sleep like shit, bro.
That's... Yeah, some of us sleep... I mean, some of us probably average. I want to say average. People get to sleep like 6 to maybe 6 hours. Average.
I would say 5 to 6 for me.
Here and there, you know, you go out. Maybe someday you go to a party, whatever. Next day you have to wake up in like 2 hours, whatever. It's happened. You get late to work and that's the consequences. You get me? But yeah, rest, nutrition, and being motivated... even if, like, for example, you don't want to go because you don't want to go by yourself, you get me? Like, find somebody to go with, meet somebody, you know, if you're social, like both of you guys, you're going to talk to somebody and you're going to see them every day. Let's say you don't go with them, like, you know, carpool or you meet up, you know, they're going to be there at that time. You know, maybe you talk to them, be like, hey, you know, what are you doing today? Catch a workout. Like, you know, something. Sometimes people let you work out with them. For me, for example, if you come up to me in midway, I'll be like, ah, yes, I guess. But, you know, I'll go at my pace. You get me?
Yeah. Yeah.
I can go at my pace. You know, as long as you get your, you know, you get your freaking
and
you ass
do
in
like
there,
60 workouts, bro. You're
I
in
do
the gym
60
for,
workouts per week, but I mean, I do
nah,
follow a program.
One time I worked out with you, bro, and we did like 12 exercises.
Yeah, you both know
fuck,
how I work
yeah,
out.
I remember,
works
used out like to do like the Chris Kenton for all those reps. I'd be fucking like...
I'd be fatigued.
I'd be like,
man,
I'm on the third work. I'm like,
Chris Kenton, the GOAT. Yeah.
I'm like, for you really getting the superset? He's like, yeah, I'm like, I can better.
Yeah, I mean, but it's just through experience, through me doing it for a long time. You know what I mean? Like, I push myself to the limit. And sometimes you push yourself to a limit where you get injured. It does happen.
Agreed.
But yeah, most important thing is... you know, you can't have one, two, or three, or ABC, however you want to break it down. You have to have one, one, and one in one list as in being active, no matter what you're doing, nutrition, and what was the third one?
But why do you do it, bro?
I do it.
What, like, because your body craves it, and you need to work out because that's just the type of person you are.
Yeah.
Because you're fucking crazy enough to run in Brooklyn, to fucking work out in Texas. Yeah. But why, I think that's one of the questions I've asked myself, like,
why
do I want to work out?
Right.
Why do I want to look good?
Well,
and ultimately, it's not to, like, obviously, you want to look good, you know?
Yeah.
You want to look good, you want to feel good. But why are you so disciplined?
Right. Well, one thing I... One reason... Let's stop here. Hold on.
Sorry, guys. We're back on the air. We just had a little minor altercation here. We're back for good. So, coming back to the question, asking Juan, like, what keeps him disciplined? What keeps him motivated? What keeps him, like, you know, just in that right mindset to want to keep pushing, to, like, push his body to the next limit? And, you know...
Well, basically, to answer your question is from the... perspective of just doing it for a long time, it's just become a lifestyle, you get me? Like throughout my whole like entire life, from like the age of like 7, I've played sports. Maybe at the age of 15 I started working out, actually using weights, and as like years go by, I began to learn, you know, different techniques, how to use the machines, how to, you know, do proper lifting, et cetera, stuff like that. So it's just become a habit for me. And through time, it changes because now I'm a personal trainer. Now I have to motivate others to do it. Because some people just, you know, some people just get a personal trainer, slack off, but it's my goal to kind of like push somebody. So, you know, my main focus now is, my motivation is to motivate. I don't know if that makes sense, but I want to do it so other people can see it and other people can apply it. You get me? Sometimes you just need that little, like, little push. You know, somebody's spotting you. You just need that little, that slight push to kind of help you go back up with the weight. You get me? And that's what I want to do. You know, you get me? I want to stay motivated, you know, for myself so I can motivate others.
Okay,
you know, it's just a little extra push that somebody might
need. What's up with you, Julian? What motivates you to go to the gym, bro?
Damn, as of lately, bro, I've been slacking.
It's hard, bro.
I mean, I was pretty consistent for a large portion of the time that I, you know, started working out and everything. But as of now, I mean, like, now I'm trying to, like, find that motivation within myself. It's more of a, for myself, it's more of a purpose, you know? A purpose to, you know, actually get up and want to go to the gym. You know, like, what's my purpose? What's my reason?
You know, that's what I told Juan. Like, sometimes I go to the gym to go to the gym, you know, to fucking work out, get my sweat on. But ultimately, I'm like, why the fuck do I come here? Like, what do I want to gain out of it, bro?
You know, sometimes you just got to do it, man. Like, whether you want to or not, you know, sometimes you just got to perform even on the days you don't want to do it, you know?
Yeah.
And that's...
The way that I see it now is that, like, I fucking have to go to the gym to be the best version of myself, bro. Like, I have to go because then it gives me, like, a positive outlook at life, bro. Like, it keeps me going. Like, because if I don't go to the fucking gym, bro, I'll just feel, oh, this is Snapchatting. Come on, dog. We're working here, dog. Fuck, I lost my train of thought.
No, you were saying why are you going to the gym?
What's
your motivation?
Just to keep away negative thoughts. Say if I have a stressful day at work, instead of fucking going and getting some fast food, bro, like, fuck it, like, just go to the gym.
And I think that's the number one stress reliever, working out.
Eating too, bro.
You know, makes your belly full. But I think the number one thing people can do to
stress reliever,
to be to stress without, you know, don't have no stress, it's working out, you know. If your body physically does it, it's on its own, you get me? You release, you know, tension when you're working out, you know, you're getting a good workout and a good sweating, and people feel good.
Yeah, man. And sometimes you get lazy, you're like, fuck, like, for me personally, like, I'm like, fuck, like, I gotta go to the gym, I gotta find parking, I have to fucking get in there. But
well, if you break it down,
no, like, sometimes damn, it's like
find that parking.
You gotta get in,
bro.
You gotta
get in. That's because sometimes I gotta put on my fucking go, bro, my gym chonies. I gotta fucking, put on. I gotta wipe my ass, where's, bro, with some fucking wipes.
Where's my gym shark clothes? I don't even have him wash it.
Yeah, man.
My gym underwear.
Where's my gym clothes?
But once you're there, bro, like that shit goes away. It's just getting there, bro. You just gotta fucking get there.
I mean, 50% of the struggle is getting yourself inside those doors, bro. Like, quick story. I was working at 24, this was a few months ago. I was helping out I think it was an older lady, an older Asian lady. She was talking to me and she told me she I mean it's just and okay.
What
does
her being Asian matter, have to do with this, bro?
Okay, it's cryptic, it's a story. It was an older lady, yeah, it's just a story. She went inside and I ended up like, you know, just, you know, kinda presenting myself to her, like, you know, just talking to her. She actually wanted to cancel the membership and I just kinda like started digging deep and, you know, just started talking to her. Like, you know, why what was the reason why she joined in the first place, and she just talked about how all her life she's been overweight and she's never really like done anything about it, and she ended up getting like signed up, but she was like forced to sign up at that time.
Well, that's what 24-hour does.
That's what I'll just
let's say. Talk about
something. anyways, so we'll she was forced to sign up, and then she never ever like went. Like she told me that she went like the first time, and after that she never showed up. So she basically like, you know, burned her money because she didn't use it. So within that story, she was telling me that she just feels like she feels really like nervous, really shy, feels uncomfortable, anxiety when she's inside the gym, you know, because she feels like only fit people that are in shape go. I'm like, you know, like the whole reason.
Or she might not know what to do exactly.
Exactly, and more so, like as I was like speaking to her, I just kind of spoke to her like and tried to like find what her purpose was, and she wanted to get in shape because she still. From the time that she signed up to that moment when she wanted to cancel, she still had the exact same goal in mind. And I told her, like, well, I mean, what is it that is stopping you? What have you, like, been doing to get there? She hadn't been doing anything. And what I mean, granted, I made her keep the membership, you know, so I didn't force her. And I ended up getting her a trainer.
You sick fuck, bro.
I ended up getting,
you
actually,
fucking
actually,
sold her a fucking trainer.
You turned her into a bitch. You had her pay her
you
way
fucking,
more.
You could have fucking just given her advice, bro.
I mean, I got my commission, but anyways.
Oh, you sick
but, like,
fuck.
But that's not what I did it for. You know, I did it because, like...
She was fragile, bro.
I saw
like,
that she
fucking...
actually needed the help. She needed the assistance because there's some people that legit need somebody there, like you mentioned earlier, to give them that push, to give them that motivation. And, like... And she wanted to, like, tear up because, like, I was, like, listening to everything you have to say. Sometimes you just have to listen to people and you find
people
out.
People got a bet, bro.
Yeah, and you find out why people haven't been going. You find out, like, why people have been struggling. And it was a good feeling knowing that I was able to help her. You know, granted, obviously, I did get the sell. Like, the whole reasoning behind it was, like, I was able to help her. And I kind of opened the door for her to feel more open to talk about her personal issues within herself. And
I've
hopefully,
never met a fat Asian before.
And hopefully she can go to the fucking gym and she can turn her life around. Whatever. You know, just a quick little dumb
story. Yeah,
man, that's not dumb at all.
Which is true. And then I think goes hand in hand with people feeling like lazy to go to the gym. Besides not knowing what to do at the gym.
Especially now, bro. It's fucking cold. Like, I joke around with my mom,
gym,
my dad.
The gyms do get empty at this time.
I just want to get a little cojita.
November,
you know?
December, you know,
eat
obviously.
A little panecito with some coffee.
Hell yeah, bro. Stay in. Fucking, you know, just want to bullshit at home. Fucking drink a little cafecito.
Watch holiday movies.
Watch some fucking YouTube videos and shit.
It's a time right now. It's a time right now where people go to sleep early as well, you know. But they still want to stay in bed. They still want to
You put
just,
that note?
I did put that note, actually.
You can do that?
I could, yeah. Just reminds me it's an hour before. Like,
it's time to go to bed, pussy. That's what your phone tells you?
I should put that.
You're going to wake up at 6?
I do. No. At 5:30.
Minus 6.
I wake up at 5:30.
Every morning?
Bro,
I wake up at fucking 8:15, dog. Mm-hmm. And I got to be at work at 8:45.
Yeah, we do. Well, I mean, we measured it already. How long it takes you to like go from here out to get ready and then, you know, go over there. And that's one thing as well. People hurry up to go to work or to go to wherever they need to go, and they don't eat. So nutrition, again, from the start, from the beginning, it's already messed up. Get me? And then you go to work, and you don't take your break till like, God knows what, like maybe till like 12, 1 p.m., and it's already past like, you know, maybe like 4 to 6 hours. And that span, honestly, for me, I already had at least two meals in there. even if it's something, because I already do, like, in keep in mind of what I'm, when and what I'm going to eat.
But you guys have been working at gyms, though, bro. You guys haven't worked at a fucking corporate office, bro. These motherfuckers are
at
like...
At a Little Caesars. I mean, I've worked at other places, but recently for the past years, I've worked at
gyms. Yeah, man.
Same here.
Dude, everybody hits you. Hey, so what's up? What are we going to eat for lunch, guys?
Oh, yeah, oh, I brought happens. My
food.
So...
You're going to eat your food? Yeah. My mom cooked it for
me. What would you...
Oh, really?
Not to cook my own meals. I mean, I do eat my mom's food, bro. It's amazing, but, you know.
My mom's a saint, bro. She cooks for me. Fuck
it. I mean, my mom would cook for me, too. But, like, when it came to, like, meal prepping, I usually would do my own meals. Just because, like, I like keeping track of what I eat.
Yeah. No, but I'm saying that, like, at a work office.
You're talking about influences.
Yeah, man. So we're going to all chip in for pizza, Brian. Do you want to chip in? No, I think I'm good. You sure? Yeah, I'm good. Yeah, all right. Bro. You're missing out.
Yeah, influence play a big role. A big role as well. Forgot about that. But influences do like, where you want to stick to your nutrition, but at the same time, they're like, oh, well, do you want to go with us? Like, you just don't want to feel left out. You get me?
Yeah, man.
But then that's when discipline, commitment plays a big role. You get me? Like, if you actually want to get to a goal, or you want to stick to your nutrition for health reasons, for, you know, physical reasons, for whatever other reason, you stick to it. But then influences sometimes get you, and you're like, oh, we're just today, we're just for this meal, and you know, and that goes out the door
real quick. It's just a slice of pepperoni, right?
Let's go eat some pizza right now.
And you can actually eat some slice of pizza or a hamburger or Popeye's chicken when people get stabbed and blah, 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 whatever. People die for chicken sandwiches. I don't know if you guys heard about that.
Yeah,
still. But you're not going to gain 30, 20 pounds if you just, you know, take a bite of a Snickers, dude. Like, it's not going to happen. It's impossible to
Would
happen.
You buy the Snickers?
I would buy the Snickers.
Bro.
But not from, you know, whatever Twitter
it
happens.
And then you'll spit it out.
And then I'll spit it out. I'll put it in a shake, for real. I'll put it in a shake.
That sounds bomb.
Food. Snickers, like, yeah.
Snickerdoodle, fucking. A Snickers.
Snickers and a Snickerdoodle is different. Come on, Julian.
No, you're right.
It's like you said, it's a brunette and a redhead. You get mad, right?
No.
a redhead.
Yeah,
same thing.
But yeah, man, you're not gonna get fat over just taking a slice of pizza, man. You'll be fine.
But the thing with people is that you eat one slice and you're like, fuck it.
You black out.
Third slice, fourth slice. Then you killed fucking six pizzas, and
then you killed the whole box, and all of a sudden, you ask yourself,
why live?
Why am I like this?
Why live?
You look yourself in the mirror,
like the meme.
Yeah.
But yeah, but what do you guys wanna like share, like not share, but what do you guys wanna end up with, like to have people you know, stay motivated? What would you tell them, like, to stay motivated? Well, what's one thing you would tell them right now?
I guess for myself, what I'm using for motivation right now is just fucking do it, like. Get the fuck up and get it done, you know?
Right.
That's it. Like, I mean, just you're being like aggressive, just being like honest, like with myself, you know? I just become honest with myself, and I'm just getting up and doing it regardless if I don't want to or not, you know? And sometimes we just have to put ourselves through that. And I feel like that's something that we can all, you know, keep ourselves accountable.
What about you, Brian?
I think one of the biggest ones is just stay consistent, bro. Just even if you're having a shitty day, just go to the gym. Even if you ate bad, just go to the gym. Just stay consistent. Fuck, man. Yes. Just stay consistent.
Stay consistent. Push yourself. Drive yourself. Like, you know, Drive yourself to the gym. Get yourself in the gym. And I think...
fuck that. Let's just eat pizza.
Well, you can do that. But One thing I would want, you know, say, and I probably said it this, you know, a bunch of times, because it's just find a reason. Find one reason, because honestly, like, I've heard say this by Eric Thomas, like, yeah, you know, do you know E.T.? Yeah. Eric Thomas, the motivator guy.
So you mean I.T.?
I.T., E.T.
The basketball player for
he's too short.
The Boston Celtics? Nah,
But one thing is to find a reason, but don't do it for yourself, because people tend to be selfish and give 50, 70%. You get me? Like, oh, I'll do this next time. I'll do this tomorrow. I'll eat right better next week. Whatever. Just people are selfish in general. But find another reason to do it. Maybe you have a wedding coming up. Maybe you have, you know, a trip that you want to look good for. Like, maybe you're practicing or training for a marathon. Maybe you want to do that. Just find another motive besides for yourself. You get me? Sometimes people tend to do it for themselves, but they tend to do it for like a week, a 2, 1 month, whatever. But they don't continue it as a lifestyle. So find a reason, find another reason, and stick to it. And every time you feel like you can't or you don't want to do it, just think of that other reason. Maybe it's for your kids. Maybe it's for, I don't know, loved one, whatever. But just think of it, and it should get you through it.
And ultimately, you said it right now, bro. You have to make it a lifestyle, bro. Because people can't do this. Well, people do it. Like, they drink, like, Herbalife, and they're like, all right, fuck it, 3 months, and that's it. You know, you're at mm-hmm. where you want to be, and then you fucking fall off the wagon, and then you gain... they say it in Spanish, el rebote, you know, you fucking gain twice the amount of weight you fucking...
Which is true.
And yeah, bro. And then you're you're back at fucking over. Square one. Yeah. And that's the thing, bro. It's making it a lifestyle, making it like, hey, now for the rest of my life, I'm committing myself to this. I'm going to do it every day and just take it one step at a time.
Yeah. And, you know, I hope this helps you guys. I hope these guys give you some feedback, some information, some stories that you guys can take with you and maybe think throughout the day.
Listen to the shit while you're driving to work and be like,
oh. And replay it.
I shouldn't fucking eat that pizza, you know?
Yeah, post it up.
Fuck it, I'm still eating that pizza.
But yeah, still eating that pizza. But yeah, but if you're eating a pizza right now, just swallow that down and get to the gym no matter what. But thank you guys for listening. Thank you guys for clicking on here. There is other links to hear this on podcasts. Usually like Google Podcasts or Spotify plays it. You just got to really, really, really search for it really hard because it's sometimes a trouble. To find it, but it's on
I'll be on YouTube, right?
It's on YouTube as well, so you can check it out. And obviously through Instagram, I promote it. But Instagrams will be down in the description box as well for the Instagram for you on YouTube. But yeah, thank you guys for listening. And my name is Juan.
Jules,
you can call me Hollywood.
Hey. And thank you guys for listening to another Mature Enough podcast. And don't forget to get your flicks on.
Peace.
Adios.
Deuces.